This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey there, and welcome to episode 584 of the Authentic Persuasion Show. In today's episode, I want to recap the absolute sales gems, golden nuggets that Greg Accardo from Louisiana State University gave to us on the podcast in his episodes 581, 582, and 583. Of course, we talked about authenticity, persuasion, the future of sales. It was an amazing series of conversations. So much stuff that he covered. And of course, because it is his show, he is the guest, I want to highlight him during the conversation. And I'm using this episode as my way to kind of examine and explore what he said and add to it or give my thoughts and opinions in this different space. So make sure you check out his three parts of the episode. If you're here for the cliff notes, this will kind of be it, but this will absolutely not do it justice. There is a lot more than I'm going to cover in this recap. So make sure to check those out. All right. So in the first episode, one of the biggest things, which is about authenticity, is he said, when you stop learning, you stop getting great at what you do. Now, he said it much better. His direct quote obviously will be in there, but he said that learning never stops. It's really about never stopping learning. And that ties in very well with my sales success traits. The first two are openness and curiosity. Being open to new things, being open to feedback, being open to new insights, and then curious about things, yourself, the world, your business, your clients, how the brain works, psychology. I'm a guy with a marine biology degree, right? I fell into sales at 27, and it wasn't even selling. It was order taking at the time. I have had to be open to all kinds of things and curious about all kinds of things to get to this point in my career, in my business, and with what I know. I love reading psychology, behavior, human history, like the book Sapiens, which I still haven't finished it, but there's so much in these different disciplines. Like, being open and curious about everything, especially related to sales, right? Because again, it's human to human. So you have to understand you as a human, what makes you tick, what holds you back, your fears, your limitations. We all have it. Your baggage, your past trauma, your personality type, your Enneagram, your astrological chart. Like, there's so many things that to help you understand you. And then you still have that other human that you're trying to interact with and wanting to move forward down a better path for them and where the intersection is for yourself. And so it's always about learning. It's always about growing and never stopping, right? Like, get busy living or get busy dying. You're either growing or you're dying. There is no such thing as stable. There's periods where you have to pause, take a break, kind of rest, like, you know, something big might have happened or you push yourself really hard, maybe career, business, read lots of books, and then you need to like take a break for a little bit. But you can't just settle and be like, I made it. Like, I know everything. I'm good. I don't need to practice. I don't need to get feedback. I don't need to role play. I don't need to read anything else. Like, I got it. I'm good. I'm just going to coast. I promise you will lose, right? You can't just settle and feel like you made it anywhere in your career because the world is going to keep evolving. Other people are going to keep improving and you're going to get left behind, right? It's not that you can't be successful. It's that other people are going to find better ways to be successful and you're just going to get left in the dust, right? If you're still using a horse and buggy, like, it's not going to work in this day and age, right? And I see so many people in sales where they feel like they got it and they're coasting and it just doesn't work. And I love what Greg said about that. One of the big things he said too, which I love, we started getting into a conversation about the sales process, even though it was about authenticity, but he said that salespeople make it complicated, make it way more complicated than it needs to be, which is just so true. You know, he referred to feature dumping, where, you know, it's just about giving information and salespeople make it so complicated instead of focusing on the fundamentals, focusing on the buyer's journey, focusing on what matters most, which is that other person, and, you know, what you can learn from them and how do you go about it. So in part two, which was is about persuasion, it's about the sales process and all of that, is that, and this truly, like, these conversations really affect me and I take so many notes and it really changes even the conversations I have moving forward because it's giving me these insights that I didn't have. And he said, buyers have all the information, which isn't new. It's something I've been saying for a couple of years now, where they don't need you in sales for the information. They need you for something else. What he did say, though, that was interesting and really sunk in is he called it the Amazon effect, is that we are all used to going on Amazon and being able to search for what we want, see the reviews, look at what people are saying about it, and then ordering it if that's what we want, and then moving on in our life. And so there's a couple of important things in there, is that we get a semi-unbiased type of response or feedbacks on the product. Amazon, eBay have done a really good job of tightening up the false reviews and the things that happen. If you're like me, I go on Amazon and something has no reviews, I'm not going to trust it and buy it, especially if another one has 3,000. And if one has 3,000, another one has 16,000, I don't even care if it's better, but if that many people left a review for it and it's, you know, got four and a half stars, then I'm going to go with that one because it's a safe bet. I want a safe bet for my solution. It's a commodity. I don't really care, right, if it's this versus that, right? This picture frame versus that picture frame is the most recent thing I bought. I don't really care. Have good reviews. Is it a style I like? Is the cost make sense? Let's go and move on. And so the problem is that when we're all out there in the world trying to sell and have conversations with people, we have our sales process and we're trying to get people to go through our sales process. But the person you're talking to, who's a human, again, it's human to human, they are spoiled and used to their buying process, which starts in their personal life, right? For me as well, when somebody tries to sell me something for my business or anything, I am now really impatient because I just want to know, what are we doing? Where's the value? And what's the price going to be? Especially if it's one of those things where I have to talk to someone to find out the price. Like the tech companies I cannot stand, where I have to fill out a form to have somebody call me, which usually takes 2 or 3 days, so that I can get on a call and look at a demo before you tell me the price. Just put the price on there. Let me make a decision, right? You're not that special. And if you're afraid of the price, then it's not valuable enough. But that's a whole nother side note. But I'm spoiled. I think a lot of people are. So be careful when making your sales process, because you need to make sure you're appealing to that kind of mode. And one thing he said is you want customization and personalization in all your buying interactions, right? You've got to make it custom. You got to make it personalized. People want that. People crave that. And I'm going to say it's just people literally demand it. The other thing he talked about in the sales process was motions and tactics. It's very important. Like, there's the numbers game, but it doesn't work anymore. He even said customers have gone further and further underground. I think one of the big things is that right now with most people, they've seen enough. Their tolerance for bad sales processes or incomplete processes is much lower. And so they just don't have that tolerance. And if you're still following those modes and trying to do those old school modes, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get a hold of people. They're hiding. They don't want to answer their phone. They don't want to respond to emails. They don't maybe not want to be, you know, be on LinkedIn, social media, because they just know. And so the big thing is you've got to focus on customization, personalization, building value. And the big thing he said is that you've got to understand the customer buying process, what that customer, that individual customer, what their buying process is. How do they want to buy, right? I talk about the sales experience. Some people talk about the customer experience, but it's really the buyer experience. Like, what is it that they want from that experience, from their perspective, and then sell to them in a way that works for them. So many companies, so many salespeople try a one-size-fits-all. They try one process, right? Like the thing I just said about the tech companies and having to fill out a form and that whole thing, like, that's terrible. They're trying to make all of their potential customers fit their model of what they want to do or what they think is best in the world. And that's going to leave a lot of money on the table, as they say. You're going to alienate a lot of people who, like myself, are going to be like, if I have two choices, this CRM over here or this CRM, one I've got to go through a bunch of hoops and talk to somebody. The other one here, I can see a demo or find out the pricing and make some kind of decision. Then that's it. Remember, from the customer perspective, they see you as a commodity. Everything is a commodity at some level, right? Now, obviously, you're selling value. You want to sell a solution. There's all kinds of benefit, right? Like, that's why we all do this with sales. But from a customer perspective, it's a commodity. Like I said, with buying picture frames, it's a commodity. I don't really care. Right? It's not going to change my world. I don't really matter. It's not something that's super important to me. It's a commodity. I need some picture frames. That's it. I need a CRM. There's difference in CRMs and then there's not. I wanted to make sure it works for me. I also know what I'm looking for. It's all commodities. I don't really care. Here's what I need, right? Something that fits in these parameters. So just remember that from the customer side, from the buyer side, they view you as a commodity. You, unless they're coming to you begging for help, you're trying to convince them to buy from you, which means you've got to work on their timetable and their process and meet them where they are, I think is the best thing. Now, going to the third part of the conversation, we were talking about the future of sales. He said the big thing is make it an easy buying process. Remove the friction. This is what I was just talking about as well, which is how do you remove the friction, meet the buyer where they are, make it as easy as possible. If you don't believe me, if you're like, that's not how sales works, and here's what I got to do, and I've got to do this Challenger sale, and I've got to do this Sandler Pain Submarine every single time, and that's the only, like, think about, just do this. Like, listen to me. Just do this. Think about yourself as a customer in your life, in anything that is a considered purchase that is significant. Could be a car, could be a washer and dryer, could be a house, it could be a couch, right? It could be a new cell phone and cell phone plan for you. If it's a considered purchase where you're like, should I do this or should I not? Is this good for me or is it not? Will it help me or will it not? And then what's the best choice, this option or this option? That's what I consider a considered purchase. And so it doesn't matter what that could be. Again, that could be a new cell phone and a new cell phone plan, changing carriers, changing insurance, right? Signing up for health insurance. Like all of those could be in there. It could be a membership box club, right? Do I want to join this one to get clothes or this one to get clothes? Like that's a considered purchase because you're considering what to do. Think about yourself as a customer in a considered purchase situation. How do you want the process to go? How would you like it to go? What would you love it to be like that would make you happy and then make you a happy customer and then a happy customer long-term? Think about that. Now, think about how you sell and see where it's similar and where it's different. Where are you doing that for your customers? Or where are you thinking you have to be in sales mode, air quotes? I am a salesperson, so I have to sell. I am an account executive, so I have to sell you in a certain way, right? Or whatever your title is, you know, you're thinking I have to do this way. Now, not saying abandon sales process. I'm all about sales processes, but your sales processes have to take into account the other human who is impatient, want it easy, don't want friction, don't want drama, just want help, a goal, or out of pain, and they want it done their way, and they want it as quickly and as easily as possible, right? And I think that's the biggest thing. Also, in this part, because we're talking about humans, and Greg mentioned this towards the end of the third part, is the biggest challenge is getting salespeople, especially the future of sales, to listen. I think that's a big thing with humans in general. I don't think that's a generational thing. I don't think it's anything other than humans are focused on themselves. We are self-centered creatures. We care about ourselves for our own survival and procreating and staying alive long enough so we can make that happen. And it takes efforts to care about other people. I truly think that's the case. Some people are obviously better at it and their personality is more towards that. Other people, they have to really work hard to actually care about other people and listen to other people. But the more you can listen, the more you can actively listen. And as Greg said, not just with the intent to respond, but the more you can actually listen when you ask a question and having a conversation in sales, in life. Everything in life is sales. Everything in life is relationships. Everything in life is human to human, which means it's all the same. And so when you're talking to somebody else, practice this in your normal life, right? In everyday life, ask questions when somebody's talking, listen without the intent to respond, without thinking, oh, I got this thing I want to talk about. Oh, I got this other question. Oh, I got this thing. Oh, I got a story too when I did a thing like just like you. And so I'm going to respond as well. How do you just listen for the sake of listening? And then take it in and then respond from there. The number one tip I give everybody who's new in sales, is new in a sales role, new with a new company, new with a new industry, whatever that looks like, is the sooner you can get to the point where you no longer have to think about what you're going to say next, the sooner you will start closing deals at scale. When you no longer have to think about your CRM, your data entry, your sales process, the next question you're going to ask, what comes after this question part, what am I going to do next? When you no longer need to think about that, when you know it or it's written down or you trust the process, when you can actually listen to people, done. That's when sales happen. That's when sales happen at scale, because that's when people feel like you care about them. And then once they know that you care, they'll listen to you and then they'll want your help. So just remember that. And that's a perfect place to end this. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to check out Greg's 3 episodes if you haven't. Hopefully this recap helped. Take some of this value. Please share this. Share all the podcasts. Share all this out in the world. Let's change the way sales is done. And I appreciate you for being here. Thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.